Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to tell you a true story about the birth of Baltimore urban fishing, a.k.a. rat fishing. It started back early 1993 when a friend of mine, Mike DeLuca, owner of the Yellow Rose Saloon, which was located about two blocks west of the old Bell Nord movie on Fayette Street, asked me what could be done to bring in some more customers as things were kind of slow. So I thought, and I remember reading just the other week about a story in the Baltimore Guide about the rat infestation problem in Baltimore City. So it kind of brought me back to a time in my youth when some of my friends and me used to go over to the alleys in Canton and Hollandtown. We'd take our rod with a hook. We put a piece of bacon on it with some peanut butter. We throw it out in the alley, and we roll it in, and another guy would stand there with a rat bat, and when it got close enough, kaboom! So, I said to Mike, well, Mike, why don't we have a rat fishing contest, a tournament? He said, how would we run that? I said, well, just like a bass fishing tournament. We'll have rules, regulations, you know, like we can have single hooks, treble hooks, no trout lines, no hand lines. Okay, we could even sell rat fishing licenses. And whatever we collected, we could donate to a local charity. So, on December the 3rd, 1993, the first annual Yellow Rose Rat Fishing Contest was started. That year, or that time for that tournament, there was about 25 contestants. We caught a bunch of rats. We gave trophies for first, second, third place. And then all of a sudden, I got a call from Steve Rouse, Rouse and Company. Would I be willing to come on his show and talk about it on the radio? I said, sure. So we went down. Then all of a sudden, the infamous Greco and Moe from 98 Rock. They called me too. So I went on there. But it was Steve Rouse, who had a friend of his who worked for Associated Press. He come down, he did a story, he took pictures, and all of a sudden, there we were in USA Today. All around the world now. Okay. Now, I've got calls from as far away as Johannesburg, South Africa, Guam, Australia, New Zealand, Alaska, all wanting to know what this rat fishing contest was all about. One of the stories was the mayor at that time, Mayor Smoke. He called me. He said, Chuck, what are you doing? He said, don't you understand? We're trying to bring people into the inner harbor and the city, and you're running a rat fishing contest? I said, Mayor, do you realize just the other day, the tourist center down the inner harbor called me to want to know where the Yellow Rose Saloon was? And I asked them, why? And they said, well, out of the 10 most wanted places that tourists come to Baltimore City want to visit, you're number 8 on the list. But I tell you what, you get rid of the rats, I won't have no more tournament. He hung up on me. Then there was this day. Okay, this van parked across the street, and these young people, maybe in their early 20s, late teens, they got out with brooms. They got out with fatigues on. They're sweeping up all over the place. I said, finally, the city is taking notice. They're cleaning up. But then there was this pile of white stuff on the ground. I didn't know what it was. And this guy walked over, and he starts getting into it. And he stands up. And all of a sudden, there's this 6-foot white Right. I said, oh, this is neat. They brought their own rack with them. But then he turned around. And on the front of him, he had this big sign that said, rats have rights too. PETA. So, a friend of mine in the bar, Nick Dessel, says to me, all right, Chuck, what are you going to do now? They got the animal rights activists after you. I said, well, desperate times call for desperate measures. With that, I walked to the back of the bar, okay, picked up my fishing rod, walked across the street. I took my hook and I dangled it in front of his face and I said, what kind of food do you like? He said, what? I said, what's your favorite food? He said, why? I said, because I'm going to catch me a real big one tonight. Kaploop! Then this young lady from PETA come up to me. And she said, Chuck, don't you realize that a rat is just a little dog? And I said to her, honey, I don't know what school you went to, or if you even graduated. But when I went to school, they taught me a rat was a rodent. But for the sake of argument, I'll concede that a rat is just a little dog. If you do one thing for me. She said, what's that? I said, you come back here at 12 o'clock tonight. And I'm going to take you for a walk through the dog pound. And you pick out any little doggy you want and take it home. Thank you very much.